Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have most of the crew. I've got Chris, Sharpie, and Steve. No, Lauren.
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing all right. How's
Hello.
Everyone?
Hello, Chris.
Hi. I'm excited.
Howdy, Sharpie.
How's it going?
How's your breakdancing coming along, Steve?
It's good.
I'm going to go whack.
You have to listen to one of our It's whack. Is that like a Fresh Prince reference?
That's Whitney
it
Houston.
Just went downhill.
What? Oh, whack? Crack is whack? So,
I said wiggity, 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 whack.
Oh.
I like Steve.
There's so many ways you can use the word whack that I didn't even realize with like different 80s references. There's crack is whack, wiggity, wiggity, whack.
Stop it, please.
Fresh Prince. I'm sure there's some whack going on there in the old Fresh Prince stuff. Yes. So, yeah, if you didn't listen, the insider joke, if you didn't listen to our other show from Sharpie's Summer Awaken or Awaken Summer preview, there was some breakdancing going on in that show.
Steve admitted to taking lessons. I would pay money to see. I bet you had a recital, didn't you? And there were like all these girls and they were like, oh my God, that guy, he's about to go spin around on the floor in his silky shirt, his parachute pants.
That's tough.
All right, let's get started, people. People want to hear their listener questions.
I love listener questions.
Yes. Okay. Are we ready?
We're ready.
We're ready.
Okay.
Fire away.
So Christina, who I have to admit is my client, she writes, my fiance and I listen to new and old podcasts every day. We always learn something new. I've been reading rumors about Free Fall Dining being released Monday. Any insight? Also, what did everyone think about Rivers of Light sneak peek? Thanks, Sharpie, for sharing with us, by the way. And Chris Woods is fantastic. I did not make that up. Sharpie liked it. You'll hear all about it on the other show. Sharpie loves Animal Kingdom. But what do we want to say about the free dining rumors?
So what?
They're rumors.
Why did you rumors. Said it's free fall? What does that mean?
Free dining, Steve.
Oh,
yes,
free fall.
As opposed to bungee jumping dining, Steve.
Yes,
he must be thinking of freestyle. He's still in his breakdancing.
I thought I heard you say free fall.
Is he spinning
dining?
Around on the floor right now on his back?
Yes.
Oh, fall. You know that's when they offer it. Free fall dining.
Oh, free fall dining, as in the season.
Yes.
You know what? There are tons of rumors, and the only people who genuinely know is Disney. And I took a certain Grinchy kind of glee in the fact that it was all over Disboards, and there were like people going, it's going to happen on such and such a date. Well, that day was today, and it didn't happen. So we'll find out.
You didn't book your clients on free dining today?
Oh, what?
Oops.
I'm serious. That's like the worst nightmare than going to school without your pants on.
Well, the worst thing, here's the thing, from us at Pixie Vacations wanting to take care of everybody that's booked with us. The worst thing is 99% of the time, Disney does not announce to anybody, even their partners that sell their product, that free dining is going to come out. So you wake up at 6 a.m., ready to start your day, and your inbox is just, it's just all of a sudden it's just come out and you have no warning at all. And then in the same breath, they're like, hey, make sure you market free dining to all your clients. And I'm like, I'm just trying to catch up from the surprise of waking up to free dining. So they don't give us really a heads up on a lot of these things either.
And there are rumors that fly around, and sometimes they end up to be correct. But a lot of times they aren't. Disney's going to release free dining when they feel like releasing free dining, if they feel like releasing free dining.
Yeah. I mean, my gut feel is that it's coming out. If you look at the history, it's been coming out. But each year, the window gets shorter. The offerings that you get smaller.
Well, and it's out in a couple of countries right now.
Yeah, and it's always out. It's out in the UK, and I think it's out in Brazil.
And we typically follow them.
And then the nice thing is that here at Disney World, they usually release it to Visa card members first. And then there's, so if you're not a Visa card member, you at least get a heads up that within 2 days it's going to be released to the general public. You know
what? I am a Visa card holder.
And you never get the
and
offer.
And I never get the offer. Not once have I gotten any kind of notification.
Yes. We get the, we have two different actually.
Maybe they don't have my correct email.
Disney Visa cards, and we still don't get the invite for that either. But yes.
They know where to send my bills, but they don't know where to send me the offers.
Say there's free dining. But I think it's going to come out. I mean, there was a sighting of it on the Disney Travel Agent website. There was probably a glitch, and it was in the drop down menu that you could book it, but you know, it didn't have dates or anything.
No, you couldn't actually book it.
You couldn't. Yeah. So it showed up there as an offer that wasn't available to book. So that's what started all these rumors.
Yep. It spread like wildfire.
Yeah, but there weren't any solid dates. What there were more, yeah. I don't know how this person came up with this date today. You know, the visa offer is coming out today, blah, blah, blah.
The world's going to end. It's like Notre Dame is a free dining.
Yes. And I mean, and it was everywhere. And like I said, I was so glad because I was like, you know what? It makes our job actually harder when people are doing that. So I was glad the guy was wrong. Whoever he is, Mr. Mystery Man. I think Disney maybe Disney's giving out false information. That'd be awesome, actually.
Always that possibility. Maybe they're just toying with us.
Well, and you'd think they're probably sick of it, right?
I would do it if I was Disney.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. So did we answer the question?
I think we did.
Okay.
Yeah. The hype
basically
around,
we don't know.
Right. We don't know. And we just have to wait until Disney decides to say there's free dining. And
only Disney knows.
Under the best case scenario, like, okay, if you work with a Disney travel agent, and I think this is true pretty much amongst most travel agents who work mainly with Disney, your travel agent probably has everything ready to go. And she's got all of her people out. And I know, like, for example, I always try to get my moderates first because those moderates are going to sell out, right? But your travel agent is prepared. She's just waiting for it to happen. But it's on a good day, we will find out ahead of time, right? I mean, like 2 or 3 days ahead of time. On a bad day, we wake up and it's out there. So who knows what Disney's going to do?
Yeah. And we, all the agents at Pixie Vacations, you know, they're already aware that it might come out because this is the time of year when it's always come out in the past. So everybody gets all their bookings together. Everybody has everything together. So
yeah, I've got a file in front of me right now, ready to go.
We do the best we can.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
So we're ready.
Everybody does. And the great thing about last year was like, we have a lot of people and because things weren't all released on the same day. And so some of us, like, I couldn't get Pop Century on the first day in September. That never happens. Pop is usually easy to get. But what happened was is Disney released things gradually. And so when something would open up, we'd have an agent pop up on our Facebook. We have a private Facebook page and say, hey, you know what? Coronado, this week is open. Go get it. And I know that just about all of us got it for our clients. It might have taken 3 weeks, but we got it. So.
Yeah. So it helps out everybody. Helps each other out and helps each other book. So it's a big, crazy day or a big, crazy few weeks.
It's like crazy couple of weeks.
Yeah, and everybody networks together and we make sure that if free dining does come out and we can get it for you, that we do and we swap the reservation.
Exactly. All right. Let's look at this next one. This is from Carrie. And I love this actually because this is near and dear to my heart. She said, I've gone a few times this year with my kids and done a lot of character buffets, and I'm kind of tired of them. Can you recommend some other sit-down restaurants, not character meals, in the parks or resorts that would be good to try with young children ages 5 and 3?
Ooh.
Hmm.
I think everything. And it really depends on the kid. I mean, y'all took, was it Amber? Did Amber and Brooke go to Citrico's?
Yes, actually.
And they were really little then.
Brooke was, they were probably give or take a year. Brooke was maybe 2. Amber was probably 6.
Yeah. I think it depends a lot on the kids.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, like Lisa said, a lot on your kids. And, you know, if you're getting like a 5 o'clock dining reservation or a 10 p.m. I mean, so you obviously don't want to take them when they're tired and worn out and super late at night. So hopefully you can get a decent time. And then it depends. Oh, and that's our cat. We have a big professional deal going on here.
Nice. You squeezed her to make her do that, didn't you?
Yes.
No, lately she's just been walking in and she's very vocal. She wants attention.
Like I want
one
my
of our kitties is like that.
Your I cat is awesome. She's a doll.
Well, ours walks show. In the room and she just goes, meh. it's like I'm here, pet me, love me.
That's yeah. awesome.
I am your cat and you are my person. Pet me. Meh.
We've been having to give her some medicine for the last month or so, and so we're hiding it in wet food, which she normally doesn't get. So she's been getting that every day, and she's been demanding it. She's like, give me that wet food.
She loves it.
She's very
you know I like
that.
It, lady.
Yeah, she loves that. Okay.
All right, I'll just get back to the question real
back
quickly.
To,
although,
yeah, dining
this
with...
This isn't the peanut hour.
But dining
well,
with kids...
Well, God knows I'd love to talk about cats.
I mean, and also when we went to Citrico's, you know, I think Amber or Brooke, one of them had the steak on the kids' menu. Oh, they both had the steak? I mean, it depends on what your kids like to eat, too. So you don't want to go to one of the fancier restaurants where they're offering, when they still offer, you know, the mac and cheese and the other offer things, too. But it depends on what they're interested in eating, I think, as well.
Well, and I think if I had to name some, mm-hmm. if you want to do signature, California Grill.
California Grill's nice. Yeah, and you get the fireworks.
It's a good restaurant to go ahead and start with because I would say the quality of food is really high, but the formality level is like a Cheesecake Factory. It's loud. You can go in shorts and a t-shirt or you could wear a nice dress. It really doesn't matter, but it's a very big night because you've got the view of the Magic Kingdom. It feels grown up. It feels really special.
Yeah. That's key. And then yes. Ooh, well, it goes and back to California Grill. You know, you can be eating or want to relax or get a drink after the meal or something. And the kids will go out on that patio area and, you know, play around or there's like, they can kind of get away from the table for a little bit if they want and go out there and you don't have to kind of worry about them. And then they have the fireworks and like Chris said, it's the noise level is, you know, it's loud and things are going on.
It's so a little louder than your average kind yeah. of, it's louder than Citrico's
yes.
or even mm-hmm. Yachtsman or something like that.
Yeah.
Food is very accessible. Yachtsman has very accessible food, but it's a little quieter.
Yeah. It's a little more upscale and
it is.
If you know, your kid is having a bad day, they yeah. would be noticed a little more.
If you want to stick with one credit places, Chefs de France, very grown up, very pretty, good meals. Check out the menu though. There's not a lot of like nuggets or anything on it. They do have a hamburger on the menu.
Yeah, it's a very mature menu.
Yeah.
Yes. It's excellent though. And it is kind of, again, that's another restaurant that feels kind of special. I think something simple like Grand Floridian Cafe or Ohana. Like who doesn't like Ohana? Oh, besides my children. But
why don't
yeah,
they like Ohana?
So it's really awful. I mean, they don't eat any kind of Asian food, which is odd because they're half Chinese. So
Ohana's, when you said Ohana, I was like, that's perfect. California Grill is great. Ohana is perfect. Well, Ohana's perfect because they have the
so
lady.
Many choices.
Well, they have, the first coconuts. Off, they have a lady who entertains your kids the whole time. I mean, she's like, they're like doing coconut races with sticks and they're walking around doing the, I don't know, like a conga line and they're doing everything. So you've got that as a plus. And then they have, it's different. They have, they have characters at breakfast. Do they have characters at dinner?
No, they just have the lady.
So the lady's at dinner. And then, yeah. And if you go for breakfast, they have characters for breakfast. And then they have so many great choices for food. And it's in the Polynesian, which is, I don't know, it's just,
it's a winner for you.
It's
well, and if the kids are real picky, they will bring nuggets and macaroni and cheese and fries and stuff like that. But it is a lot of money to pay for nuggets and fries.
Yes.
So, Liberty Tree Tavern, kind of fun. Very accessible menu if your kids like kind of Thanksgiving foods. What else is good? What do y'all like?
Garden Grill at Epcot.
Yeah,
character that's a meal, good one. Good food. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, one of the best kind of family service meals available. And frankly, I feel like the food there is on the healthier side.
Yeah, it is.
Well, some of that's grown in the Land Pavilion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure is.
I still haven't eaten there.
Really?
No. It's the
rotating. Take it for a spin, Steve.
It's the rotating restaurant. Which never. You get to see part of the Land attraction from up there because I've only seen it from down below. But yeah, I've never done that one. And then, yeah, those are all great choices.
Okay, here's a fun one. Carolyn writes, would you rather go for a few days in December and stay at the Wilderness Lodge or go to one of the parties or go in the winter and stay longer at a moderate or value and risk those chilly temperatures?
Chilly.
Oh, wait, summer and go to Wilderness Lodge.
December.
Okay, and go to Wilderness Lodge, and then that's nice, and it's
a really good question.
Or go in the winter? Isn't December already winter?
You know, it is kind of. It can be really cold in December, so I think you have to take the weather off. Like she's sort of thinking last week in February or early December. Either one is going to be cold or warm. Who knows? It's Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, January, February are typically the cold. January 1st and then February. December can get chilly, but not as cold as the other two.
It depends.
We had temperatures in the 30s one Christmas party.
Yeah, so weather is either or. I mean, we've been there and it's been 80 degrees and we've been swimming at the beach club.
Yeah.
Or you've been bundled up. So I would go... I like December because, well, you got Christmas, you got the decorations, you're at Wilderness Lodge, which is like the most, you know, gets you in the spirit and it just has that warm cabin feel with the decorations. And it's like you're at, you know, the Grand Canyon. And then you can go to the Christmas party. I just would make sure you hit, what are the dates that you guys would think where you're not getting the Christmas crowd, but you...
Early December.
Right. In the week after
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the week after Thanksgiving because everyone's out the week of Thanksgiving and they aren't likely to take their kids out the week after.
Or you should just plan to come the first weekend of December and meet up with Mouse Chat.
You could do that. That's when we're going.
Very nice, Sharpie. Well, and I think what she's really looking at is a shorter deluxe vacation in December versus a moderate vacation a little longer at the end of February. So you have to really, I would take the longer vacation, but I would move it to December because I just like December better because of Christmas. But also I think that your crowds are going to be lower in early December as opposed to that last weekend in February when you have the race and spring break starting.
Yeah, because you would definitely probably run into the Princess Half.
It's kind of like, do I want to eat twice at a one signature restaurant?
Food always comes into play.
Yes. Do I want to eat at Chef's and Ohana, or do I want to eat just at California Grill? So two meals versus one. You know, you got the longer stay at a moderate versus a deluxe. I don't know.
Yeah, the timing December at the deluxe is pretty nice. And
I always think about what Lisa,
that's true too.
Lisa always said, there's nothing at blank resort that I can't go look at. And she's right. You could easily go look at that Christmas tree and then go back to Port Orleans French Quarter.
Yeah. I mean, you could have a nice meal and that. I mean, it's ideal if you can go and if you're staying at the resort, have time to actually not do park day every day and actually spend the day, if the weather's nice enough, to use the pool or to hang out at the resort and just enjoy the amenities at that resort.
Yeah.
Especially for the deluxe.
Plus something to remember too this year is that there's a lot of construction going on at Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, that is an issue.
Oh, that's true. What's going on over there now?
I'm actually going to be posting some pictures here in probably the next hour or so. Okay. So by the time this is posted, we'll have some pictures available of what the construction looks like over at Wilderness Lodge along the shoreline, getting ready for the cabins, the over the water or on the shoreline wilderness cabins.
Here's a quick one. Dawn writes, are they really putting a bar in Tower of Terror?
Oh, that's right. I heard that.
Yes, they are.
You know, you come out of that ride and there's a bunch of nothing for a long ways. And it's like, as I've waited sometimes when I didn't want to ride it, when I chickened out. so I'm like waiting down there and there's a bunch of nothing in there. And then there's a gift shop that a lot of people just kind of breeze through. So that's a... That's a pretty cool idea.
What are you saying?
That's a good idea.
Are you saying you would sit there with your little six-year-old girl who's not tall enough to ride yet?
No, she's tall enough. She goes on it.
That's her favorite ride.
She loves the scary hotel.
She's like, I want to ride the scary hotel.
You would sit there and booze it up while the wife and kids are on Tower of Terror.
That's even better. Well, so here's, if it's dusty and it's themed and the cast members are into it, and they, which this is all going to happen, then it's going to be a kind of a unique, fun. It'll be a fun place to go.
Well, and Hollywood Studios is fast turning into the park to go get liquored up in, because everywhere you go, they're selling drinks. So
I think that's a pretty cool, and it's a hotel. It's an old hotel. So they need an old hotel
and
bar.
Every old hotel has a bar.
Yeah. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. It's.
I like it.
I like that idea.
They're going to have some cool drink concoctions.
They're going to have the really, it's going to be, there's so many cool things they can do with that. I can't wait.
All right. How about this? Amy writes, how did you get bitten by the podcast bug? What is it about podcasting that you like the most?
Well, Steve kind of started all this.
I don't know.
That's a good answer.
It was, when his breakdancing career didn't take off.
I was like,
when that tanked.
I know.
He kept
when I was like,
different ways to express himself artistically.
I couldn't get the girls with the breakdancing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Why did you guys? And I kind of drug everyone else into it.
Yeah, you did. Well, I was just, I always say I was blogging and Steve was like, hey, do you want to be on a podcast? And I was like, weirdo, yes. I totally was like, what a freak. Okay. I have nothing better to do. I've got like these 2-year-old twins. I'm just sitting home. Whatever. Sure.
That's
and it took us a couple months to put everything together. Uh-huh. I remember me, Lisa, and Steve all did like a conference call and I was kind of nervous talking to them.
Uh-huh.
So
our first podcast that we did, I was so nervous. Oh my God. They're awful.
We all were.
They don't sound as bad as I imagined them. I listened to the first one years ago. I don't even know. For some reason, they don't even show up on iTunes anymore because iTunes like cuts off at like 300 or 350.
Wow.
So it cuts off like 200 shows, but you can probably find them on mousechat.net on our page if you dig through somehow through all the old past podcasts. But our first show, I was like so nervous and I would announce the first 5 or 6 shows. And I was like, these are horrible. I was like, Lisa, you got to announce these. Cause it was awful. Although they sound a lot better than I thought they would, but they're still not great.
I thought they were good, to be honest. I mean, not like good, but I was like, they were better than I thought they would be.
Considering we didn't know what we were doing.
They were okay.
But I will honestly tell you, like there were 2 podcasts I always listened to. I always listened to WDW Today and it Diz Unplugged. And there were things that, that we definitely modeled after them because they did a good job, and we're not afraid to admit that. And that was kind of how it was like a familiar thing for me. So I kind of wanted to do it. So, but the thing that makes this work, and someone actually asked today, on the Mouse Chat Facebook page, they sent me a message and they said, do you have any advice? And I said, you have to get along. Like, even if you're mad at each other, you have to kind of put that aside and you still have to like each other. That it doesn't work if people don't like each other, if they're not friends. But I said, the other thing is you have to stick with it, because if you don't stick with it, The first year or so when no one's listening is kind of painful. So you kind of got to stick with it. Good things will happen if you do. And I think that's kind of, you know, like the first year we were just doing it for ourselves. we were just kind of talking to each other. I still feel like it's that way.
I know. So that's the only way it works.
Yeah.
Well, we're just chatting and mm-hmm. we get criticized for that, I suppose, but that's what we do. We sit around and we chat.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. Like if we had like a very strict format or something, it would just be boring to me and not all that interesting. But I admire the podcast that actually can do that. So,
well, it's funny that we've tried to get structured. We've tried so many times and we still come back to this.
Yeah. It's our thing.
It's in our nature. This is the way the format's going to go.
If I might, Amy also asked, if you could be any Disney character, which one would you be and why? I thought that was a fun question.
Mm, I was thinking Aladdin because I like those baggy pants.
Do you? Well, of course.
Mm-hmm. What is it with you and your hammer pants?
I love the hammer pants. Oh,
God. Were they the hammer pants?
Can't touch this.
Nobody wanted to.
Oh, I like serve that up to you.
Oh. Thank you. That made my day. Lisa, which character would you be?
Maybe. No, I'm thinking Alice in Wonderland or something.
Alice in Wonderland?
That's so not you.
What? No.
First of all, isn't she stoned the entire time? Yes.
That's true. Yeah.
She's like eating mushrooms and stuff.
Drink this.
Lisa's like, hey, you know, that doesn't sound too bad.
Smoke the hookah.
I was going for the innocence factor, but I guess that's really not her.
No, try again.
No,
why don't you come back to
like,
Lisa?
Like, who do I like or who would I most relate to?
Yes. I think it could be either one.
Who would you want to be?
Who would I want to be?
Yeah.
I want to be like you. Okay. So, why me next?
I've got mine.
All right,
well,
Chris,
you
Wood.
Go then. I have to think.
I want to be Rapunzel because I could have awesome hair. I could heal people with my hair. I could swing it around. I could hit men with a frying pan. And I get to come home at night to Flynn Rider.
Wow.
Yes.
You've been putting way too much thought into that.
I have.
That's yes.
She's been thinking about this one all evening.
Oh, I like the frying pan one and Flynn Rider.
Hmm.
Sharpie.
Oh. Jeez. Tough questions. I mean, my first one that always comes to mind, of course, is Mr. Incredible. My favorite line of his is sometimes you just want the world to stay saved, you know? Mm. If we have to keep saving the world over and over and over again, we're not going to get anything else done, people. Come on. The world would just stay saved. But yeah, so yeah, definitely Mr. Incredible, superpower, super family, awesome. Supers. Hey, we're superheroes. What could happen to us? Awesome.
All right, Lisa, now it's your turn. Come on.
I keep going back to Mary Poppins because
I can see that.
She's kind of bossy.
No, you're just kind of perky like that.
A spoonful of sugar.
Sorry. That was my whole impression.
I don't know.
You're going to have to get a parrot handled umbrella, Lisa. I think you could pull off Mary Poppins quite well.
I think that might be the ticket.
It's a shame that Lauren's not here so she could give us her insight into that.
Maybe we'll have to revisit this.
Yes.
What about, do we have time for one more, Chris?
We have time for one more. Okay. Right. Travis asks, my wife and I are expecting our first baby in June. Congratulations. Cause you're never going to sleep again. We already have a Disney trip booked for October. Are we crazy for bringing a 4-month old to Walt Disney World? I am planning on having the baby get its first haircut on Main Street, USA. I'll tell you why I'm laughing in a minute. Do you have any pearls of wisdom to share?
We did Brooke's first haircut on Main Street USA, but she was definitely a lot older than 4 months. How old was Brooke, Lisa, when we did that? Like 3 or?
She wasn't that old.
So how old?
Two or three.
So we let her hair. And so
you don't know, Travis. You may have a bald baby.
It could be.
You know,
or at 4 months.
One of my children didn't have any hair until he was like 6.
I found the certificate the other day. It was sweet.
6 months.
We took 6 years. Thomas,
6-month-old niece, and all I remember is standing in Fantasyland, looking for an outlet to plug in a bottle warmer.
The little dearie would not
drink a cold bottle, so you had to warm up the bottle. So I don't know. I think that maybe waiting till at least 6 months, 6 to 8 months even.
They're fine, and I'll tell you why, Sharpie. Because a 4-month-old baby, all they want to do is be held and snuggled. So you put your baby in a baby Bjorn or a sling, and they will be fine. And it'll be the best day for your baby because they get to snuggle you all day long. You don't even need a stroller. They're like, what, 12 pounds at that age? You can put them in your large coat pocket. I mean, they'll fit anywhere. They're very portable.
The kids usually are not. I mean, when we went, they weren't real fussy and they have the baby care stations, you know, they're in every park. We've been to every single one of them many times.
Yes.
So it wasn't an issue, but it's not like they're going to have, like when they're a little older, they're going to have these, you know, precious moments where where they can kind of toddle along and grab Mickey's finger and you get this warm fuzzy and this great photo.
That never happens.
They're not at that age yet, and they prance down. You know what I mean? They're not seeing the characters and really understanding it for the first time yet, where they are going to. And the first haircut is probably too soon. But they're not an issue where they're older and, you know, screaming, crying, or, you know, because they're so little that they're basically just sleeping. I don't know. When did we take Amber and Brooke? Did we take them when they were very little?
We still get the sleeping children.
I mean, and then the stroller actually is nice because you can put all your stuff in it.
Yeah.
I miss
all your bottles of water. I miss mine too.
Well, yeah. And you just stuff that you want.
All your jackets.
People don't take. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great way to, you know, peel off the jackets and like, yeah, bottles of water, snacks, everything.
Yeah.
I don't think it's crazy. I mean, the only thing I would be really concerned about is a baby getting really sick. You know, there are a lot of germs and stuff, so you want to watch out for that. But if you put your baby in a sling or in a Bjorn, which is what we did with the twins, because it's a little more secure, the baby will be fine. And, you know, you see babies all the time in the parks. So
that's true.
And congratulations.
You see babies in the parks all the time.
Yep.
I think Amber was 3 on her first visit, but Brooke's been going all along.
Yeah.
I'll go with that. That's my final answer.
Yeah. Well, I remember, because I remember like the first time we met you, she was like, what, a year old? She was teeny. Okay, so we want to thank everyone for actually contacting us about the Mouse Chat Sucks podcast. We actually had a lot of fun doing it, and people contacted us privately on the Facebook page or emailed us. In one case, someone actually called me, thank you, Pippa, and said, hey, you know, we like what you're doing. And that really meant a lot. We had fun doing the show because it really did, you know, some of those comments were very constructive. Some of them were not, but it was fun. So thank you for all your comments. We really appreciate that.
And it's also a great reminder that not every podcast is for every listener.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have people who love Mouse Chat and listen to us every single week. And we have people who listen to us once or twice and thought, Mouse Chat really isn't the podcast for me. And we wish them the best of luck in finding the one that is right for them.
Exactly. So I'm going to go ahead and pick a swag winner. And because I get to pick, I'm going to pick the one that mentions me. So Dan writes, Chris Wood, you're my favorite. you're all fantastic, and I think the show is great. But I actually thought before this show, the next time that I go down to Disney, I want Chris to plan my trip. Maybe it's because I'm from Long Island, and I appreciate that tri-state area honesty. I say, Chris, keep up the snark. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. We will be sending you a bag of junk.
There's going to be no stopping her now.
I know. Well, and I did feel, you know, I mean, there was lots of calls for me to be fired. So I felt that I get to read that. So actually, thanks, Dan. That's very kind of you.
I posted this on Twitter a while ago, but I also wanted to mention we got a postcard from Disney World to Mouse Chat from Ed Pulaski and Chris Pulaski.
How sweet.
Right, there it is.
Yes.
You guys can see it on the, it's like one of the,
it's one of those fancy,
it's one of the fancy ones. Yeah. Of the castle. And then there it is.
I actually got to meet Ed at, on Dapper Day, by the way. So hello, Ed.
Yeah. They said they're having a great time. Weather's great.
Awesome.
Oh, it says, yeah, he says, I'm enjoying it with Chris. Oh, my son.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he hung out with us, though. He actually bought us breakfast, which if I had known he was going to pay, I would have bought, like, ordered two entrees. No, I'm kidding. He's very generous of him.
Not a cheap date, gentlemen.
Yes, no, it was very nice. He hung out with, there were five women, so he had five ladies in the park that day, and he hung out with us, so it was very nice.
God bless you, Ed.
All right, so
our best behavior.
Yes, behave. I would like to wrap up the show. I would like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. Don't forget to contact one of our Pixie agents to help you book your next trip to Disney or wherever. Universal, Disney, cruise, they'll help you. If you enjoyed the shows, you can download them at mousechat.net and also at iTunes. And if you've got comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thank you so much for listening, and join us again next time on Mousechat.